This is the Afternoon Brief on High FM with Michael McKenna. Focused reporting, sharp analysis, and the local stories shaping our lives. Daily updates in a fast-paced world.
Right now, what role do zoos play in our society? And what ethical challenges do zoos still face? And how are they working to change these narratives? I'd like to invite you to come on board and please send in your questions, because I'll be chatting to Jenny Moodley shortly, spokesperson for Johannesburg City Parks and Zoo. Just to give you some background as to what we are debating today, there have been renewed calls by protesters for Johannesburg Zoo's elephants to be moved to a sanctuary, which has now reignited a long-standing global debate about the role of zoos in modern society. Now, while critics argue that wild animals should not be kept in captivity, many zoological institutions maintain that they play an essential role in conservation, also education, scientific research, and protecting endangered species. And the discussion will also raise important ethical questions about animal welfare, also the conditions under which animals are housed, and how zoos are adapting to changing public expectations. And as the conversation evolves, many zoos around the world are working to redefine their purpose and demonstrate how they contribute to biodiversity, also preservation and environmental awareness. Now, to help us explore these issues, we are joined by Jenny Moodley. Jenny is the spokesperson for Johannesburg City Parks and Zoo. Jenny, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you for joining us, and great to be chatting to you once again.
Thank you so much for hosting us on this very, very important subject. I think it's critical that we highlight what good zoos are all about.
Indeed. Well, for those who may not closely follow debates around animal welfare and conservation, why do you think the renewed calls to relocate Johannesburg Zoo's elephants have generated such strong public interest? What specific concerns are being raised in this regard?
Well, as I've indicated, the Joburg Zoo is holding off comment as the matter is before the courts, and we'd like to respect the court process. Sure. And in terms of that, we will not be commenting regarding the elephants per se. I think we'll allow the due process to follow in terms of the courts. But what we want to reinforce is why zoos matter now more than ever before. And I'm glad for the opportunity in terms of discussing that.
Okay, so Jenny, what is the current condition and daily care routine of the elephants at Johannesburg Zoo? Take us through that.
I think let's start with in an ideal world where there's no poaching, no habitat destruction, no human-wildlife conflict, and every species has safe and protected protected environment. It would make absolute sense for animals to roam freely. I think that's the world we all aspire to.
Sure.
However, the reality today is very different. Across the globe, biodiversity is under pressure. Species are being threatened by habitat loss. We know climate change and illegal wildlife trafficking and so on are big, big concerns for animal welfare. So for us, it's extremely important to reinforce what the Joburg Zoo is about. We are accredited to the World Association of Zoos and Aquarium. We subscribe to their standards, and I must tell you that they monitor the compliance very, very stringently. Similarly, we are open to inspections by the SPCA, by the Gauteng Department of Environmental Affairs, by the Department of Environment, Forestry and Fisheries. So there's a number of oversight bodies that are free to visit the zoo and, of course, monitor and basically raise concerns if needed. So I think if we could park that there in terms of what a good zoo is all about. For us, it's just that even in some wildlife sanctuaries and conservation spaces, we are witnessing increased human interaction. So from close-up game viewing experiences to animals becoming more habituated to human presence, and in some instances, you know, food being prepared and provided. So, you know, there is a bit of a contradiction. Isn't that what the zoos offer anyways? We've seen the issue with Tandora, the elephant that was relocated from the Joburg Zoo, from the Bloemfontein Zoo, my apologies. Mm-hmm. And we saw the demise of her after she was found scavenging, because after a while, these animals are not discerning when it comes to what sort of food they can consume and so on. Over the years, they've had keepers and curators that have taken care of them. There's at the Joburg Zoo, we have the veterinary hospital as well to monitor their health and well-being. So there's all these other infrastructure in place. And our big concern is in terms of making sure that good zoos are reinforced, are supported, and that there's a critical role for them to play in terms of conservation, education, and so on.
If we look at relocation, that's something that's come up in the debate. What would it realistically involve in terms of cost, logistics, and risk, for that matter? This is a question actually coming through from one of our listeners who wants to remain anonymous.
Well, I think you need to be mindful that the Joburg Zoo has a massive sprawling space that it owns in the Frieder Fort dome area. It's much bigger than some sanctuaries. And if for some reason we find that our ellies are not coping, we did identify one of our the lions that we'd taken care of. We found that one of the breeding programs had gone and they'd wrong, and they'd abandoned the lion. We then had to take it off to the Parais rehabilitation farm that the Joburg Zoo owns. So similarly, we have the free massive free roaming space in Parais that we could relocate animals to. I couldn't tell you about the costs and so on about relocating. Sure. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, we don't get involved in that, but to a large extent, we can say safely that if for some reason our animals are doing poorly, we have that option in terms of rehabilitation to the Parais conservation area that's owned by the city of Joburg.
Jenny, our conversation is certainly stirring up a bit of interest here. Another question coming through. I'm reading the question as it is. Also, somebody else wants to remain anonymous. The question reads, how does the zoo respond to claims that captivity is causing psychological harm to the animals?
Well, if you look at Lamy, for example, our elephant, so we do know that there are some ethical challenges in terms of zoos and how they're viewed. Mm. We can't, of course, change some of that in terms of we've had Lamy from the time, and she's 45 years now. So a lot of that is we've had Lamy, and of course we need to take care of her because this is the only place she knows. So the ethical considerations in terms of animal welfare and quality of life, the first responsibility of any credible zoo is the well-being of the animals in its care. This means ensuring appropriate habitats, veterinary care, behavioral enrichment, nutrition, our social structures and environments that allow animals to express natural behaviors. So there is mm-hmm. that opportunity in terms of that. And so it's about conservation versus human impact. And there is this ongoing global conservation about the role of zoos in a world where animals right. ideally belong in protected natural habitats. So the reality is that many species are facing these threats caused by human activity. And responsible zoos contribute to conservation, research, education, and even species protection.
Yeah, there's another interesting question coming through about the balance between conservation, education, and animal welfare. How does Johannesburg Zoo balance these aspects, conservation, education, with animal welfare concerns?
Yes, we strive to avoid any exploitation of wildlife. Modern zoos have moved away from practices that treat animals as entertainment. The focus today is on education, on conservation, and creating respect for wildlife. That includes discouraging unnecessary physical contact and ensuring interactions are limited to what is necessary for animal care and welfare. A zoo must maintain public confidence by being open, by being science-based, and guided by professional standards. So where specific matters before the courts, the Joburg Zoo, of course, has to respect that legal process. And in terms of that, we are refraining from commenting on those issues.
Jenny, sorry, a question was coming through. It's still generating into the system. But so do you believe there is room for collaboration between zoos, conservationists, animal welfare organizations and sanctuary advocates to improve outcomes of for animals, rather, while advancing conservation goals at the same time?
Absolutely. I think currently we're working with a number of organizations. We're working with around the Pickersgill Reed Frog Conservation Program. We know that the zoo supports awareness and conservation efforts, and we're working with a number of entities and institutions, including academia. We've also got the Hornbill Conservations, again, supporting conservation initiatives. We've got the African wild dogs, and we know that they're endangered carnivores in Africa. So we're working again with the number of communities. And of course, everybody knows about the owl education program. Sure. That's, of course, helping communities to understand the importance of owls and their role in ecosystems and why these often misunderstood birds need protection. So there's a number of initiatives where we're working with various stakeholders, and it would be only our pleasure to work with a number of these stakeholders to make sure that our animals remain of paramount importance in the city of Joburg.
Some time to squeeze in one more question, Jenny. As attitudes towards animal welfare continues to evolve, how do you see the role then of zoos changing in the years ahead? I mean, what will institutions then need to do to remain relevant, ethical, and effective contributors to conservation?
Yeah, zoos, of course, face the challenges because of the misunderstanding largely that in terms of zoos are small enclosed cages. You know, now we have sprawling enclosures. The where our elephants are currently are like two rugby fields. And in terms of making sure that that space is adequate, we of course comply with the requirements put in place by the Department of Environmental and Forestry. So the modern zoo is not a place of captivity for display. It's a conservation institution, and zoos must continuously improve our animal habitats. We must strengthen our welfare standards, and we continue to support conservation science. So we have to remain relevant. Sure. We also know that there are people that have already made up their minds in terms of zoo and their perception, and we shouldn't be striving to change that mindset. Ours is largely to understand, to make people understand what the role of the zoo is, and to create a generation that understands that protecting biodiversity is directly linked to protecting our own future.
Sure, certainly. A conversation we've had today around zoos extends far beyond recreation. It also raises the broader questions about conservation, also ethics, education, public responsibility, as Jenny has noted, and how society balances the welfare of individual animals with the urgent need to protect biodiversity. Jenny, thank you so much for taking the time to join us on today's show. Jenny Moodley, spokesperson for Johannesburg City Parks and Zoo, helping us explore the role that zoos play in modern society, the ethical challenges they continue to face, and of course how institutions such as Johannesburg Zoo are working to reshape public perceptions while contributing to the global fight for nature.